shots. But I think that's a big part of the penalty kill as well. And number one, though, is your goaltender. And he's been our best penalty killer, both of those guys, all year.
How tough is it to not have consistent practice time when you have so many games on the road?
I think it's something you get used to. You know, playing in this league, it's not a lot of practice time, so you have to take advantage of the times when you do, and even you can work on some things in pregame skates too, because you got to use all the time you have. But that's another nice thing about being at home. You know, we kind of have our schedule set. You know, no travel days that are taking up practice time, so we need to take advantage of that as well.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
It's your job as a shutdown guy, but just talk about the challenges that maybe Spezza and Albertson present as you face guys like that.
Yeah, I mean, Spezza, he's a guy that he's got, you know, he's so lanky, he's got such a long reach, he can stick handle three or else, you know, he finds guys really well. So, and Albertson's got such a good stick. I mean, he picks up pretty much anything. Even as a defenseman, I mean, when you're coming out of the zone, you got to be careful making passes because Albertson's kind of sneaks in there and picks a lot of stuff off. So, yeah, those are two guys that are, you know, offensive threats that we need to watch out for and also stay out of the box because they're pretty good on the power play.
What are the keys to getting this home stretch off to a good start?
Just a win tonight. You know, I thought we've played pretty consistently in the last few games. You know, I think that game in Boston was a game, you know, we could have won. It's just, you know, second period kind of got to us. But I think if we continue to play consistently, we're going to win some games here. But we just need to play the same way tonight and try to stay out of the box a little bit more. And special teams is big.
How did you look at this home stand mark as being a key to this team's potential playoff run?
Well, I think, I mean, we need to take advantage of it. I think, you know, part of just being at home, getting practice time, but also all these games at home in front of our fans, if, you know, if we can get on a roll, it's you know, we can use this to our advantage, but you can't just think it's going to happen because you're at home and you know, you got all these games at home, you're just going to play well. And we have to have the same attitude as we've had in the last few weeks, which is go out there, work hard, try to play 5-on-5 and play consistent hockey.
With 13 of the 15, next 15 being at home, is there a number that you look at? We really need to come out of this stretch with.
No, I don't think so. I think it's too long of a stretch to kind of look at it that way. You kind of try to break it down into smaller sections. But I think right now, just thinking about tonight, tonight's big just as a starting point this week, and then we'll go from there.
Is there a danger in saying, well, we're home now for a long stretch of time, we can take it easy?
That's exactly the thing you want to get away from. And I don't think anybody in this room is thinking like that. It's you need to use it to your advantage, but it's not just going to happen. That's the thing about the road is, you know, you play a hard road game. You know, it's you just go out there and keep it simple and play hard. And I don't think it should be any different for this team at home. We need to play the same way, and I think we know that. And if we do that, then the advantage of being at home will help us even more.
Yeah, I just meant sort of like the flip side of being on the road when you want to
win. Yeah.
You just brace yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I don't think it should change. It should change much.
Mark, are you still, like, have you guys even had a chance, some of you guys, to unpack, you know, from Atlanta? Like, have you got, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like you've been on the road so much even since you moved here, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's pretty much settled in. I was just in a hotel in Atlanta, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I was.
Right.
I didn't really have much to unpack, but yeah, I think everybody settled in, and we had plenty of time before the season and during training camp to get moved in and get settled in. So, I think it's. But it'll be nice to, you know, kind of because we were on the road for quite a bit at the beginning, and I think it's important for, you know, guys with families and stuff like that and kids to have this time though.
Yes. Somebody said last week that. It took a while to get used to even playing here. I mean, you talk about being on the road.
Yeah.
How to use this right, how to use this crowd right. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of these guys aren't used to playing in front of home crowds like this. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, Atlanta wasn't like this. So it is a little bit different, I think. You kind of get used to playing in front of that crowd. So it's probably a lot different for most guys. But it's great. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to get used to this. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
But it's one thing to be nervous and also to be, there's a difference between being like so nervous and then excited too.
Right? Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you don't want to be, you shouldn't, there's no reason you should be nervous in front of your home crowd, but no, it's an excited nervousness, I think, and I think all the guys are love playing here, and but it all depends on how you use it. You can't, like I said before, you can't just think it's an excuse to take it easy. Oh, the crowd's gonna win this game for us. It's not gonna happen. You have to play the same way as if you're on the road.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Quick last question. With November, look, are you getting rid of it on Thursday, or are you gonna keep it?
I think I'm getting rid of it. Yeah. It's been good. It's been fun. For a great cause, and I don't mind it. But it's starting to go into my mouth and getting stuff caught in it all the time. So I'll probably shave it off.